Washington. The baby boy was kidnapped from the hospital a few hours after birth. Scott Campbell at Grandview Hospital.
The money does not apply to any kind of prosecution or leads to finding the abductor, but rather only as a safe return of the child here to the hospital.
A tearful Mrs. Worthington says a woman dressed in white laboratory coat walked into the maternity ward, said the newborn infant needed examination, walked out with the child, and was not seen again. More news in a minute.
Do me a favor. Straighten out my wheels before they drive me up the wall. Please?
Next time you need a wheel alignment, go to a Goodyear Auto Service Center. We know there are different alignment procedures for different kinds of cars, and we have computers that can help do them all for front-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive, and four-wheel drive cars. We guarantee the work for 6 months or 6,000 miles, whichever comes first. Just ask for the details. Do yourself a favor. Go to Goodyear.
3 days only. Sears store-wide salute to great values. Save on selected TVs, VCRs, and more.
Save $31 on our multi-purpose exerciser rower. Just $88.
A fabulous shape-up value.
Sears Craftsman 6-gallon wet-dry vac with 5 accessories is just $44.99.
Save $18 off regular separate prices.
Great store-wide savings on home fashions, appliances, tools, and lots more.
There's more for your life.
Sale ends Tuesday.
At Sears.
In Beirut, where it's after dark now, Arab terrorists indicate they will release 3 French hostages in the next few hours. Correspondent Keith Graves in Cyprus says there is reason for optimism.
It looks as though 3 French hostages are going to be released. The group holding them have called for a Syrian representative, an International Red Cross official, and the French ambassador to rendezvous at a hotel in Muslim West Beirut. They say they will then hand over 2 French television technicians who were kidnapped earlier this year and a French diplomat.
The Revolutionary Justice Organization says it's letting the French hostages go as a gesture of goodwill after mediation by Algeria and Syria. Despite that, France joined other European common market countries today and agreed to limited sanctions against Syria because of Syrian support of terrorism. The first major snowstorm of the fall has left parts of the upper plains states in the Midwest shivering and snowbound, below zero in Montana, cold outside all the way to Michigan and Minnesota. Frank Sinatra is recovering well from intestinal surgery. Doctors say there were no complications, no cancer. This is NBC News.
This is John Boss with a WTMJ information update. The nation's Catholic bishops are meeting in Washington today considering a special pastoral letter on the economy written by Milwaukee's Archbishop Rembert Weakland. Weakland presented a message to the conference today, and WTMJ's Denise Calloway is there.
It is a controversial document challenging the nation's economic policies and its treatment of the poor. Its essential message is that the nation's economy requires widespread reform. Archbishop Weakland is the architect of the plan. Today he told his fellow bishops the pastoral letter is the Christian moral vision of economic justice for all. Weakland says the letter is not a blueprint for all of economic life, but is a basis for the fundamental moral principles that should guide every economic system. The message Weakland presented today is the third and final draft of the pastoral letter. There was no debate on the letter today. This was just preliminary discussion of it. Debate will take place on Wednesday with a final vote of the pastoral letter slated for Thursday. Bishops are expected to approve it. Denise Calloway for W.
Hearing from Admiral Elmo Zumwalt Jr. and his son, Lieutenant Elmo Zumwalt III. They're going to tell one amazing story. It's a story about the Vietnam War, about the use of Agent Orange, and also about the strength of family. That story is told in a book that they co-wrote called My Father, My Son. Admiral Elmo Zumwalt ordered the use of Agent Orange in Vietnam, and his son served as a swift boat commander in South Vietnam in areas where Agent Orange had been extensively sprayed. In 1983, Elmo was diagnosed as having 2 forms of cancer. Both he and his father believe that the cancer is related to Agent Orange. We'll be talking with Admiral Zumwalt and also with his son this morning. Also, we'll be talking with Donald Savage, who works with disabled American veterans in Wisconsin. A very full show this morning. We'll also have Frank Richardson with us today. His series on drug problems in our schools is running on WTMJ Radio this week. And Frank will talk about his findings. He interviewed lots of students and the Secretary of Education, and he'll talk about what he found about the use of drugs and help that's available in our area. And then the last part of our show, many of you may follow the cartoon strip that appears in the Sentinel called Funky Winkerbeam, which is about teenagers. And we'll be talking with a cartoonist about a series on teenage pregnancy, which is running in that comic strip. So all of that's coming up this morning, a very full program. Our number is 799-1234. If you would like to join us anytime today, 799-1234 is our number. And joining us now is Admiral Elmo Zumwalt, Jr., and he was commander of the United States Naval Forces in Vietnam from 1968 until 1970. He was a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff from 1970 to 1974 and was the youngest man ever to serve as Chief of Naval Operations. He instigated some very positive changes in the Navy during those years and was recognized for that work. Admiral Zumwalt has Milwaukee ties. He became a board member of American Medical Building Company, which is located in Milwaukee, in 1977, and he is now chairman of the board of American Medical, and he's going to be in Milwaukee tomorrow for a board meeting. Admiral Zumwalt, thank you very much for being with us today. I feel like I know your family so well after having read this book. I'm happy that you shared the story, but it must have been a difficult story to share. Your family has been through it, haven't you?
Yes, Kathleen, it was difficult. My son thought it was important, however, to tell the story for the good that it might do, and I certainly supported that decision.
Yes, I'm glad that you wrote it. It's a very moving book. It's amazing the strength of your family, because I think that your family got all of you through some incredibly painful times. Family is very important to you, isn't it?
Yes, that's one of the messages we think in the book, that no matter how courageous, the love and support of a family for a cancer victim can just really make the difference in their willingness to hang in there.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the use of Agent Orange right at the very beginning before we go to phone calls. You didn't know, really, did you, back in the 60s when you ordered the use of Agent Orange, that it was dangerous? You had received assurances that this was safe.
That's correct. The Army had been using it for 3 years prior to my arrival in the dense jungle areas, and both the Army and I were told by our government, who had been told by the chemical companies, that there were no harmful effects on humans.
Mm-hmm. But the chemical companies at that time actually knew there could be harmful effects, didn't they?
Yes, the discovery process that went on during the litigation, recently settled for $180 million, revealed that they did know about the fact that Agent Orange causes chloracne and some nervous system disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not at that time did they know about its cancer-causing effect.
Mm-hmm. Why did you have Agent Orange used in South Vietnam, Admiral Zumwalt?
Well, in the case of the Navy, our 1,000 small craft had been operating in the major rivers and in the oceans. By the time I got there, it became necessary to put them into the narrow rivers and canals along the Cambodian border and down in the southeastern tip of the Delta in order to cut off the final logistics effort coming into the Delta. Those banks of those narrow rivers and canals were heavily covered with foliage. And the casualties, as a result, for our young sailors and officers were running at 6% a month. Each had about a 70% chance of being killed or wounded during his year's tour. The defoliation using Agent Orange forced the enemy from a few feet away to 100 or several hundred yards away and reduced our casualties to less than 1%.
Mm-hmm. So when you think about it now, I've read that it's a decision that you would make the same way today if you had to make the decision again. Knowing what you knew about Agent Orange and thinking it wasn't harmful, it was important to use it as a way to help American troops.
Yes, if today one were faced with the same decision, however, we do have non-cancer-causing defoliants available now, Agent Purple and Agent White. But clearly the defoliation had to be done and would, again in a jungle area, probably be done.
Mm-hmm. You weren't very happy about your son coming to Vietnam to serve there, were you?
Well, I expected him to serve, but I had always believed that there should never be two members of the same immediate family in combat at the same time. So I had told him I would hope that he would wait until after I returned from my two-year tour. As sons so frequently do, he chose to disregard that advice and came over anyway.
Mm-hmm. And you saw each other every now and then, but he didn't want anybody to believe that there was any favoritism, so he kind of went out of his way, didn't he, to put himself in some pretty tough situations.
Yes, he was constantly going in harm's way, believing that it was important to do his job as hard as he could to try to help bring the war to an end.
Mm-hmm. You have written that our effort in Vietnam was worse than futile. Is it my understanding that that might be a belief of yours, that we never should have been in Vietnam, Admiral Zumwalt?
Well, I was opposed to getting involved in Vietnam before we got involved. Not that I didn't believe it was necessary to halt the spread of communism, it is, but that South Vietnam was not a viable national entity, and that therefore the place to build up strength was in Thailand and Malaysia and Indonesia and the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
When that was overruled, I strongly advocated going in with Air Force and Navy heavy against the invaders in the north, rather than Army heavy to deal with it at the fingertips of the invasion in the jungles of South Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
When that was overruled, I strongly urged Vietnamization, which worked, and which would have, in my judgment, have led to a two-Vietnam solution had we not lost the war over here.
Is that why we lost the war, because we lost the war over here?
In my judgment, we lost it for a combination of three things: the catastrophically inaccurate reporting of the media, the manipulation of a significant subset of our population by Hanoi, as they now tell us, was their primary strategy, but most importantly, because that all could have been overcome had Mr. Nixon not lost his capacity to govern as a result of Watergate.
What kind of inaccurate reporting by the media are you referring to?
The fact that we were getting the one episode of a miscarriage of rules of engagement on our side, the My Lai episode, blown up for months and months and months with no coverage of the grossly worse atrocities initiated by the Viet Cong and the NVA.
Have you followed what's happened in Vietnam since the North Vietnamese were victorious?
Yes. Literally thousands have been slaughtered. Hundreds of those who were senior military loyal to the United States are still incarcerated in prison. And Cambodia has been invaded. Half the population of Cambodia has been decimated. Laos has been pillaged and raped.
Mm-hmm. Certainly this war wasn't popular in the United States. I'm wondering how, I know Elmo writes about this in the book too, how did you respond to the massive demonstrations, anti-Vietnam demonstrations that we saw in this country when you returned and became part of the Joint Chiefs of Staff? Did those upset you, Admiral Zumwalt?
Well, my view of that was that everybody had a right to express, obviously in a democracy, their own feelings about policy, but that there were leaders of the dissenters who went beyond that normal expression of dissent and created immense harm to the morale of our prisoners of war and fighting men.
Mm-hmm.
By going to Hanoi and denigrating our prisoners of war while they languished in prison being tortured.
You also, to bring this story home now to the Zumwalts, you've been through so much the past few years. Elmo was diagnosed as having cancer in 1983, is that correct?
Yes, the first of two forms of lymphoma occurred in 1983.
Mm-hmm.
The second came along 2 years later. The first was a slow-moving form with an eight-year median until death, always fatal. The second was Hodgkin's, which is curable 80% of the time, but was not cured in his case after 9 months of chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm. Did you suspect immediately that it was related to the Agent Orange?
No, only after doing an exhaustive study of all the literature did I become of the belief that it probably was related. And in our book, we make it clear that that medical science had not yet, as of that moment, concluded that it was, but just that there was suggestive evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, however, the last issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association has proven the linkage positively, in my judgment. A National Cancer Institute study done jointly with the University of Kansas, investigating Kansas farmers who used the pesticide 2,4-D, one of the two principal elements in Agent Orange, has ascertained in an irrefutable study that there are six times as many non-Hodgkin's lymphomas among those farmers who used it without protective clothing.
Mm. I hate to have to ask you this question, but it is a part of the book, and it's one of the remarkable stories here, is that your son doesn't blame you for his cancer. Do you feel any sense of guilt for it?
My feeling about it is that there are literally thousands alive today and unmaimed today who otherwise would be dead or maimed had we not used the Agent Orange, including very probably my own son, given his proclivity to go in harm's way. The price that we pay for making those kind of least worst decisions in war is being apparent today in the fact that there will be hundreds who are affected by Agent Orange.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the net, it was clearly a measure that preserved by an order of magnitude more than it lost.
Mm-hmm. You have a remarkable relationship with your son. The closing letter in the book brought tears to my eyes last night. It was just, he wrote a letter to you before he thought he may die during a bone marrow transplant. And my goodness, what a tribute to a father. It's just, and it brought tears, I'm sure, to your eyes, too. That's,
yes, it certainly did.
Yeah.
He's had a lifetime of fighting physical adversity, as the book brings out. Polio and paralysis, heart surgery, and he's been a fighter all the way through.
Mm-hmm. He has. We're going to take some phone calls in just a moment. We're going to break for a moment and take some of your calls. Admiral Elmo Zumwalt, Jr. is our guest this first portion of the show. Later this hour, we'll be talking with his son, Elmo Zumwalt, Jr. Our phone number is 799-1234, 799-1234, if you'd like to join our conversation. We'll be back to Admiral Zumwalt and to you in just a moment.
He's coming. He's coming to your house, and there's nothing you can do to keep him from getting in. So lock your doors, board up your windows, turn off the lights, and pretend nobody's home.
There's nobody home.
He'll still get in, so you might as well sit back and try to relax. Don't answer that phone. Instead, tune your TV set to WCGV TV 24. Because at 10:30 p.m., he arrives, one of the greatest film directors in history. And every weeknight this week, TV 24 will present a different movie by the master of suspense. Yes, it's Alfred Hitchcock Week, this Monday through Friday on TV 24's 10:30 p.m. movie. And if you miss it, you'll be sorry.
Tonight at 10:30, dial M for Murder on TV 24, Milwaukee's movie station.
If you need a computer system, Apple Computer is about to meet you halfway. Announcing the Apple Pays Half offer at your authorized Apple dealer, the Bite Shop. Right now, Apple will pay half of up to $500 on Apple-branded peripherals and software when you buy any qualifying Apple II or Macintosh system. Think of it. Buy any qualifying Apple II system, even one featuring the new Apple II GS, with graphics and sound that make it the most remarkable computer you'll ever see or hear. Or buy a system featuring Apple's powerful yet easy-to-learn business computer, the Macintosh, and Apple Pays Half of up to $500 on peripherals and software. And you'll also receive a free box of 3M computer accessory products valued up to $75 and coupons worth up to $400 from leading Apple software developers. Check out the Apple Pays Half offer now at the Bite Shop, 4840 South 76, just south of 894. But hurry, you don't have a whole lot of time.
The NFL Experience. Excitement. Thrilling action, memorable achievements. Join the millions of fans who follow their favorite NFL superstars each week as teams compete for the playoffs and the opportunity to appear in the biggest spectacle in all of sport, Super Bowl 21. From coast to coast, division races are heating up. Make sure you catch the NFL this weekend. This message sponsored by the National Football League.
Admiral Elmo Zumwalt, Jr. is our guest this portion of midday, and we'll be talking with his son, Elmo Zumwalt, following the news. We're going to take some calls for you, and we'll start with Phyllis. Hi, Phyllis. Go right ahead.
Hi. Admiral, I have a 19-year-old son that got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He was third or fourth stage immediately when we found out, and he was nowhere near Vietnam. Didn't have Agent Orange. So, and they said Hodgkin's lymphoma was from a virus. And non-Hodgkin's, they didn't know what caused it. So I can't see why you're blaming this Agent Orange. I know it causes things with the nervous system, and if you have children after you've been exposed to it, chances are they have some problem like that. But I don't know how you can base this to your son's lymphoma. My son had the,
okay, Phyllis,
the transplant also, but he passed away. He wasn't as lucky as your son.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Admiral Zumwalt, what makes you think that it is the cancer is Agent Orange related?
First, I'm distressed to hear of Phyllis's loss.
Yes.
Second, I would urge her to read the September issue of the Journal of American Medical Association, which carries the very definitive and exhaustive study done by National Cancer Institute at the University of Kansas, which proves that six times as many non-Hodgkin's lymphoma were caused in Kansas farmers who used one of the two principal elements in Agent Orange. I think it's absolutely established now.
And Phyllis, thank you very much for the call. Daniel, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, I just wrote a letter to the editor for our local newspaper concerning the Beechnut baby food scandal. Their president has just been indicted for selling millions of bottles of sugar water labeled 100% apple juice, pure. And this went on for 5 years, 78 to 83. Goes to show the conspiratorial nature and the cover-up of in certain parts of big business. Have you any strong words to say about the chemical company that sold you on that? And one other thing, is this Agent Purple, is that just part of that same chemical company? Do they keep buying from that same chemical company?
Okay, Daniel, thanks for the call.
With regard to the chemical companies, they have been forced to settle $180 million, a far too paltry sum, on the Agent Orange victims because there are about 225,000 who are eligible. There are several hundred who opted out of that suit who are still eligible to sue, and I would hope that they do so. The chemical companies, in my judgment, are not yet willing to admit that, and to some extent are debunking the theory, but I believe that the medical evidence is now closing in on them.
Marianne, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to make a comment to the Admiral that my husband served side by side with him aboard the USS Canberra, and I'm happy to have my husband back, you know, from the Vietnam War, and we do admire the Admiral very much, and we send him his blessings.
Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you.
Thank you, your husband.
Pardon?
Thank you, and very best to your husband.
Thank you, Admiral. Okay, goodbye.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the call. What do you think? There are many Vietnam veterans who have been complaining of health problems related to Agent Orange. What do you think, I don't know, the VA or the government or whoever ought to be doing to serve the Vietnam veterans better? Is there more that we should be doing?
Well, the VA has gone through a very slow metamorphosis, and the Congress has, too. Legislation now provides that veterans who have soft tissue cancer can be treated by the VA, because I think it is now accepted that that could have been caused by Agent Orange. I believe that in the next Congress there will be a major effort to change that legislation to include lymphomas, now that the latest study establishes that Agent Orange does cause lymphomas.
Mm-hmm. Admiral Zumwalt, there are some people who believe that out of every bad, there is some good that can follow. Is there any good that has followed the Vietnam experience or this whole terribly painful experience your family has been through?
Well, the book tries to draw some lessons and to ask some questions as to why our veterans coming back from this war were treated so absolutely shabbily, as opposed to the way the veterans of the Korean War and World War II were treated. I think that what the major question that has to be asked is, when will this country be willing to defend itself? Will it wait until Soviet imperialism is at the Mexican border? Or will we give support to the president's efforts to halt it in Central America without using American forces? Those who object to the president's program, my judgment, increase the likelihood of another Vietnam someday.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being with us. You'll be in Milwaukee tomorrow, won't you?
Yes.
I interviewed you many years ago on a nighttime show I did here, and it's nice to talk to you again.
Thanks.
I hope when you're in... I hope when you're in Milwaukee again, we can schedule you to be with us live, Admiral Zumwalt.
Thank you very much.
Anything, any greetings you want to pass along to your son? We're going to talk to him in a couple minutes.
Tell him to give him hell.
He has. He sure has. Thanks very much for being with us. Admiral Emil Zumwalt, Jr., our guest, this first portion of the show. We're going to be talking with his son, Elmo, following our news break. And the book that they have co-authored is called My Father, My Son. It's a very moving story of Vietnam, the use of Agent Orange, the strength of family. Admiral Zumwalt ordered the use of Agent Orange in Vietnam, and his son was serving in the Navy in South Vietnam and serving in areas where Agent Orange had been extensively sprayed. He was diagnosed as having two forms of cancer. We'll find out how he's doing and hear his story following the news.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report, Wicks on the Buyout Trail. I'm Sal Chiangrasso. Details in a moment.
In recent years, conditions have been changing on Wall Street. Smart investors no longer have to trade with the dark cloud of full-cost broker commission rates hanging over their heads. Now, active investors, like you, can seek a brighter climate with the Oldie Round Trip offered by Oldie Discount Stockbrokers. With the Oldie Round Trip, on transactions closed out within 31 days, you can sell stocks for only 2.5 cents a share for every share
owned. Homeowners, worried about fitting your giraffe through a doggy door?
Several weeks later, Norman Ralph Video Pets, please hold. Anyway, thanks to AT&T's 800 service, we're now selling whales and monkeys from Oregon to Kentucky. Yes, ma'am. A pet for a party? Well, our laughing hyena is popular.
Or the anteater.
And we have an anteater who imitates other animals. Oh, a poodle, a giant sloth.
AT&T 800 service. Call the AT&T specialist for small business at 1-800-222-0400. That's 1-800-222-0400. AT&T, the right choice.
When you can't get to work because of bad weather, WTMJ Radio is at work. We've spent years fine-tuning a computerized system of the most concise information on those days when schools and other institutions must close. On those days, our snow alert system is fully staffed to make sure you know what's closed. If you've been in the system in the past, your code number stays the same. If you're not listed, write to Snow Alert, WTMJ, Box 620, Milwaukee 53201. WTMJ Radio, your information station.
And you're listening to Midday on WTMJ. We continue our talk with Zumwalt this day before Veterans Day. And we're going to chat now with Elmo Zumwalt III, who served in Vietnam. In 1969, he commanded a swift boat that patrolled the rivers in South Vietnam. The area that he patrolled was sprayed with Agent Orange. Elmo returned from Vietnam. He received several awards, awarded two Bronze Stars and a Vietnamese Cross of Gallantry for combat service in Vietnam. He became a lawyer, married, had two children. In 1983, he was diagnosed as having two forms of cancer, and his son has a severe learning disability. He believes that those severe problems are Agent Orange related. Earlier this year, Elmo had a bone marrow transplant, and the last report which I had, which is from the end of the book, My Father, My Son, we turn to the right page, says that since July of 1986, nearly 5 months had passed since Elmo's bone marrow transplant, and the hope that he has once again beaten the odds grows stronger with each day. Elmo, thank you so much for being with us today. What is the report on November 10, 1986? How are you?
I appreciate being with you. The report is that there's still no signs of either one of my two cancers, although it won't be for a little over 2 years before I'll know what the ultimate outcome is. The experience is that once you're 3 years out from the bone marrow transplant as a lymphoma patient and have no sign of the cancers, that the cancers don't relapse. So there's still some time before I'll know the ultimate outcome.
You've had to go through several years of pretty difficult waiting, haven't you?
No question about it.
Mm. Well, we just talked to your father, and I asked if he had a message for you, and he said, give him hell. And I said, he continues to do that. You continue to do that, don't you, Elmo?
Well, I certainly continue to be outspoken and to fight the battles that I must.
Mm-hmm. You, in 1983, when you were diagnosed as having cancer, did you at that time, Elmo, think that it was Agent Orange related, or did that not dawn on you then?
Well, the fact that I'd already knew at that point in time that I had a son that had a severe learning disability, and when I found out that I had the cancer, it was not long after that that I became highly suspicious of it. It wasn't until I actually started reading medical journal articles that had suggestive evidence of a linkage between Agent Orange and the lymphomas that I became convinced of the possibility. in my parade article in October of 84, and in the book My Father, My Son, which was published in September of this year, I carefully conditioned the fact that what my belief was and what the state of the scientific evidence was. The interesting thing is in the September edition of the journal The American Medical Association, there is now a study that is out that has been concluded by the National Cancer Institute and a group in Kansas that shows Kansas farmers who did not use protective gear and used 2,4-D, one of the two principal elements in Agent Orange, had six times more lymphoma than Kansas farmers who used protective gear with 2,4-D. So I believe that the state of the evidence now is shows a very direct linkage between Agent Orange and the lymphoma.
Mm-hmm. Elmo, I know that you've had contact with a lot of Vietnam vets who have had health-related problems. Have you met many of them who have problems related to Agent Orange, do you think?
No question about it. Ever since I've taken a public position on this because I thought that it was important for a middle-class America to demonstrate how tough the battle was in Vietnam and how tough the battle was when we returned to our society because of the unpopularity of the war. I have heard from phone calls and letters and in meeting numbers of Vietnam veterans that have similar problems to me.
Mm-hmm. I know that you were asked to be one of the plaintiffs in the class action lawsuit brought against the manufacturers of Agent Orange, but you decided not to join that suit. Why didn't you join the suit?
Well, that's not completely what happened. What happened was is that all Vietnam veterans, including myself, who did not directly withdraw or opt out of that suit, were included in the suit. So since I didn't withdraw or opt out, my rights were governed by that $180 million suit.
Mm-hmm.
What the attorneys had asked me to be one of the representative plaintiffs to actually be somebody who would testify and so forth, and since I had just found out that I'd had my cancers and I was in a full-time law practice and trying to figure out what I could do about the cancers, I figured that time was so precious with time with my family that I just didn't think I could take on the representative capacity part of it.
Mm-hmm. But you say that you think that there may have been more money awarded, and had you known that this suit was going to be settled as quickly as it had, you may have reconsidered.
No question about it. If I had recognized that there was a possibility that suit could be settled, even without the additional evidence that's come out, it probably would have been useful for me to have taken part in it, and I regret that that didn't happen. I regret far more, though the fact that the scientific evidence has just recently come out after the settlement. Obviously, the attorneys for the plaintiffs had to deal with the evidence as it existed then. I would certainly urge any Vietnam veterans who are suffering under lymphoma problems that they and did in fact opt out of that suit to seriously consider what rights they have against the chemical companies.
Mm-hmm. Elmo, what effect do you think this recent study that both you and your father made reference to that appears in the Journal of American Medical Association, what do you think that study will do for Vietnam veterans? Do you think they'll be able to eventually file more claims?
Well, I would, from the standpoint of the chemical companies where the lawsuit was settled, all of those claims are taken care of by that settlement. From the standpoint of Vietnam veterans who opted out of the suit, they still could bring a case against the chemical companies. As far as the United States legislature is concerned and the Veterans Administration, I would certainly hope that look at this matter and recognize that this is probably going to be the very best evidence of the cause of Agent Orange causing lymphomas, because the problems that the Centers for Disease Control are having in analyzing the Vietnam experiences is that, as the media has indicated, it may not be possible to show where Agent Orange was sprayed and what units were underneath that spraying.
Mm-hmm. And well, there seems to be, and this is one thing that just amazed me, that there's very little anger in your story, in My Father, My Son. I think I would have been absolutely furious had I been you. That, I mean, you were very young when the cancer was diagnosed. You went through hell for all of these years. Why wasn't there just a lot of outrage on your part? Or is there outrage and it just isn't in the book?
No, I consider myself to be a pragmatic, logical person. And I was a philosophy major in undergraduate school. And I knew that if I was going to turn and put blame on anyone, I'd have to put the blame on myself, because I volunteered to go to Vietnam. I was a creator of my own destiny. I put myself in the chain of circumstances that occurred. And what would I accomplish by blaming myself? As a matter of fact, one of the important messages of the book, My Father, My Son, published by Dad and I, Macmillan, in September, is the fact that I think that the cancer patient has to get, it is a very complicated battle. There's incredible emotion involved in it, finding out as much as you can about your disease, finding out who the experts are on it, finding out what you can and can't do. Leading your life is complicated enough, and so taking on what you have to take on is the direction that I put myself in. And thinking about things like blame, which didn't do anyone any good, was something I almost ignored.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's important to point out here that when a person finds out that he has a terminal illness, he should recognize, he or she, that knowing that you're going to die is not the worst possible case. The worst possible case would be knowing that you're going to die and facing every day miserably until that time came. And it seems to me that all of us can improve upon that worst case and try to live life to its fullest before that event occurs.
Well, that's one of the messages of the book that's very strong. It's a very inspirational story. And while we're going to invite our listeners to join the conversation, too, if you have a question you'd like to ask Elmo Zumwalt, we'd be particularly interested in hearing from Vietnam vets on the show this morning. And all of you are welcome to join us. Our number is 799-1234, 799-1234. And just a reminder that Donald Savage, who is supervisor at the National Service Office for Wisconsin Disabled American Veterans, will be joining us shortly to address special needs of Vietnam vets in our area. You have one incredible family. That's another message that came through this book. You're an amazing source of support for each other. And I would like for you to tell us a little bit about the bone marrow transplant, that incredible surgery that you went through, and your sister's involvement and your whole family's involvement in that, Elmo.
There's no question about it. I think that one of the important themes of My Father, My Son is to demonstrate that the family can make an incredible difference. The love and support that comes from family and friends with a terminal patient, in my case, may have made the difference as to whether I survive or not. But even a terminal patient who doesn't make it, the love and support of a family and friends can make the journey to death much more humane, much more gentle. I think that as far as the bone marrow transplant, my sister, it turned out, was an identical matched type to me, which left me the option of being able to go through the type of bone marrow where you get it from a sibling, which is referred to as an allogeneic transplant. I had, at the point that I decided to do the transplant, the doctors told me that time was short, that I had maybe 3 months to 6 months to live. They also said that going through a bone marrow transplant is the most ruthless medical procedure known, and that 20% of the people die in the procedure. Fortunately, I went through the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Institute program in Seattle, Washington, survived, and am now disease-free, but it will be some time before I'll know whether or not I'm cured or not. But I'm certainly, in my opinion, alive today because of the transplant, and would not be if I had not gotten the transplant.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take some phone calls for you, Elmo. 799-1234 is our number. Chuck, you're on the air with Elmo. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I served with the 1st Infantry Division in 1968, and I was a medic out in the field. And I was wondering about the learning disability of your child. By what age did that first show up? Because I got two children, ages 1 and 2.
My son was delayed in every stage of his development. He was markedly delayed in sitting up and crawling and walking and talking. And now that he's able to be tested at the age of 9, he's showing delays of 4 to 5 years. And whether his ability to learn is incredibly slow and painstaking. The fortunate thing is he hasn't plateaued off, but whether or not he's going to end up being an independent individual remains to be seen. Now, I want to urge people and urge Vietnam veterans to recognize that there still isn't any scientific evidence out that links Agent Orange to these birth defects or learning disabilities. I believe that evidence may come out in time, because I know from animal studies that animals that were exposed to Agent Orange have birth defects, and that was one of the same premises I based the cancer on, and just 2 months ago the cancer information has finally come out. So it takes a long time for the science to come up and establish these things. But I don't want people to say that we know or this is conclusive. It's just a belief, a possibility. There are animal studies that show it, and people should stay tuned to the medical literature before we'll know the ultimate outcome.
Okay, Chuck, thank you very much for the call. Our number is 799-1234 if you'd like to join our conversation. If you could have lived those years over again, Elmo, would you have not volunteered to go to Vietnam?
There's no question about it that if I had known that the Vietnam War was going to be lost politically because of the political damage that was done to President Nixon through Watergate, so he couldn't meet the secret commitments of the bombings of the U.S. air power supporting the South. If I could have known that, there's no question that I and probably most Vietnam veterans wouldn't have gone there. One of the tragedies is we are now learning from books that are published by the other side, primarily the Viet Cong memoir by a former Minister of Justice Tang, who was one of the leaders in the Viet Cong movement. The main part of that war was not the military war, but the political propaganda war here in this country, and that they lost the military war, but they were able to win it once U.S. air power was no longer a denominator in that war.
Mm-hmm.
And we came painfully close to a two-Vietnam solution, similar to a two-Korean solution, if that political damage hadn't been done.
Why did you go to Vietnam, Elmo? Why did you volunteer?
Well, at the time, I was a 23-year-old bachelor. I knew that I did not want to make the military a career. I thought that it was better as a bachelor to go than a married man, and it was frankly a challenge that I knew there was going to be awesome responsibilities of an officer in combat, and it was a challenge that I wanted to go through to learn something about myself and something about combat. It was awesome responsibility, and having experienced it, it is something that I hope I never have to do again, nor that I have to send any child of mine into combat, although I fully recognize that that time could easily come.
Mm-hmm. Elmo Zumwalt Jr., our guest, Elmo Zumwalt III, actually, our guest on Midday. We'll take more calls and continue our conversation with him in just a moment. 799-1234 is our Midday phone number. Have you been to the Boulevard Inn yet? Well, here's just a hint of what awaits you. For lunch or dinner, elegant dining begins with the subtle flavors of lightly baked fresh Blue Point oysters topped with chopped fresh spinach, shallots, and bacon, and all served with a lemony hollandaise sauce. Then choose a Boulevard Inn specialty like seafood fettuccine alfredo, fresh egg pasta tossed with freshly grated Parmesan cheese, fresh garlic and cream, all blended with fresh seafood like shrimp, red crab meat, and bay scallops. Or enjoy a light salad of fresh cantaloupe stuffed with baby shrimp and topped with a light remoulade sauce. The Boulevard Inn offers a great selection of premium California wines from wineries like Clos, Duval, Joseph Phelps, and Acacia. And before you leave, remember the Boulevard Inn serves Susie's cream cheesecakes like chocolate chip and walnut, a creamy New York cheesecake burger.
bursting with chopped walnuts and chocolate chips. Reservations are recommended. The Boulevard Inn, conveniently located off the Highway 41 freeway at the corner of Sherman Boulevard at Lisbon.
The Pick and Save Advantage.
This week's Pick and Save Lotto coupons include a 175-count package of Kleenex facial tissue, only 78 cents with a coupon, 25 cents off on three 12-ounce cans of Old Time Orange Juice with coupon, 147-ounce box of Oxidol detergent, 5.48 with coupon, a dollar off a twice-topped Tony's Pizza with coupon, and a dollar off the 12-ounce can of Eagle Honey Roasted Peanuts with the coupon.
Pick and Save the Advantage.
Tonight, News 4 reveals an investigative series which looks at illegal drug operations in our city. What's being dealt and the steps Milwaukee police are taking to crack down on dealers. For answers to the hows and whys of dealing, News 4's Mike Jacobs talks to convicted drug dealer Tony Pepito and another local man who claims to be a dealer. Examining the highly publicized Tony Peters case, we'll also find out how the big federal cases differ from the smaller local cases. Watch Busted, Behind Milwaukee's Drug Scene, on News 4 tonight at 10.
799-1234 is our phone number, and let's talk to Paul. Hi, Paul. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. You've been talking about the $180 million, and my question is, and I'll hang up because I know a lot of people probably want to get in. Exactly what is that money going to be used for? I remember getting, about 3 years ago, I remember getting a flyer on it, and I signed this thing and I sent it off, and I never heard anything about it since then except here last year when they settled the case.
Did you serve in Vietnam, Paul?
Oh, yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
I was outside of Da Nang about 35 miles, between 69 and 70. And I know what the River Patrol boat guys went through because we had a couple of them stationed out there with us. And, you know, I know that through the whole entire I Corps area, they sprayed a lot of Agent Orange. And what I was just wondering, what exactly is the money going to be used for? It's going to be used for for medical expenses, if we incur a disease related to that or what. You know, it's never really been explained.